Good morning. It's a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, I know you and I and a lot of Americans watched the president yesterday. Here's the summary from the AP, Alan. President Donald Trump was exulting in his impeachment acquittal, taking a scorched earth victory lap yesterday. First at the National Prayer Breakfast, he shattered the usual veneer of bipartisanship. Then at the White House, he spoke of vindication, looking ahead to his reelection campaign. At both events, he held up newspapers with huge headlines saying, acquitted. He attacked his opponents. He celebrated with his supporters, and he even threw out the word BS.
Look, what he did when he was in the White House, and I watched it, is he said he invited all his friends, and friends they were. They applauded, and he kissed his children, and he thanked each of the people, some of whom are pretty reprehensible, for everything that they had done for him. And if somebody were just tuning in, you'd think that he had won a great victory. Look, he was impeached. No two ways about it. He was impeached by the House of Representatives, but there is a sharp divide between Republicans and Democrats in this country, and that is what he's depending on as he continually throws red meat to the base. To those people who thought that he had a serious misjudgment, David, when he told the president of Ukraine that he needed a favor, but it was actually a personal favor. This is not why we give presidents this kind of basically unlimited power. And we're at a point now in this country where we really have to make a decision as to whether our Constitution means something or whether it doesn't. There's a reason that the president is not the first article of the Constitution, and the Congress is. And he has just decided by fiat to ignore it. And the Republican senators act like lapdogs, and they say, anything you say, sir. So it was a very frustrating day for the people of the United States. Now, Nancy Pelosi has distinguished herself as a great, courageous American. No two ways about it. She stood up to him. She ripped up that speech. She said it shredded the Constitution, so she was right. And when the history books are written, depending on who's writing them, I suspect that this period in our time is going to go down as one of the worst in American history.
Do Americans see it the president's way or the Democratic way? David Brooks has a piece in the New York Times using the Clinton impeachment as an example that for all the Republicans did to impeach President Clinton, it worked in Clinton's favor. His numbers went up. We're seeing the same thing with Trump.
Well, it's unclear what we're seeing. I think, frankly, when you take the average of polls that are out there right now, you see a little bit of a bump, but basically he is where he has always been. Now, you would think if every American voted, there would be no question. He'd be out. But every American doesn't vote. The people who need the programs that are advanced, frankly, that would help them, don't seem to care enough to come out and to vote. And that is where we are left right now. There are many people, David, who are going around saying, oh, he's going to win, he's going to win, he's going to win. The same people who are saying he can't win, he can't win, he can't win the last time. I think, David, it's a big mistake because the more people say something is going to happen, the more likely it is, even if they don't want it to happen. So I take great umbrage. This has to be hard fought. And you have to pick a candidate who can win. And right now, it doesn't look like the Democrats have that kind of person.
Talk about Iowa for a moment. It looks like the final results are in, and Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders in a virtual dead heat. We have the DNC chair calling for recanvassing of the Iowa results. The Democratic candidates, of course, already in New Hampshire as we await that primary.
It's ridiculous. If the Democrats were going to do something and the Democratic National Committee was going to do something, they should have done it. They came under tremendous criticism for their inaction, as did the Iowa Party. Now you've got leadership who's trying to lick their wounds and put a Band-Aid on it much too little and much too late.
Much press for your interview with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo yesterday. He's not happy because the president taking revenge on New York, cutting New Yorkers off from the Trusted Traveler program. And this has to do with the new green light law giving undocumented immigrants driver's licenses.
Well, that's right. Look, this president has written New York off and he's using it as a sort of whipping boy and saying, I'm moving to Florida where he has a shot at winning the elections. sometimes Florida's methods in counting their votes leave some people cold. In any case, you know, he's coming after New York with everything he's got. It's largely symbolic. Andrew Cuomo called up. He wanted to be on the air. And of course, we're always available when he wants to be on the air because, you know, he is the governor of New York. Even Fox called up yesterday wanting the tapes. It is an astounding insult to New York. And Cuomo made that clear. His point about the green light driving law, David, was so right. You want people driving who are licensed and insured, and as a result, you see we have to fight that because this president doesn't want to do anything for anybody who's in this country undocumented. It's just awful.
This information that we bring you every single day of the week, 24/7, is part of what makes your life special and our lives special. So let's get to that lockbox now. Alan, we have a fun drive on air starting Monday at 6 a.m. Right now, we're trying to get to 800,000, $769,879. That's a lot of money.
David, if we earn $30,000 today, we'll be at the $800,000 mark. If we are able to do it, we could just be done in a couple of hours on Monday morning. But everybody has to do everything they can now. And that number after 9 o'clock is 1-800-323-9262. Write it down, 1-800-323-9262. Or right now, you want to put something in, we'd love it. Go right to WAMC.org and put something in the lockbox. And by the way, for all of you, the thousands of you who have already contributed, hey, I'm not letting anybody rain on that parade. You are terrific, and we thank you.